Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. More than three dozen major oil companies are under scrutiny today. The New York Times reports that many of them did not pay fees on time to the federal government for pumping oil on public lands. From Marketplace, Janet Babman is here. And Janet, how much money is involved here and which companies are we talking about?
The New York Times reports that it was initially $500 million that some 40 companies failed to pay on time. Now, after the Department of Interior demanded payment, most of the companies complied, but about $60 million remains outstanding, owed by three companies, Kerr McGee Oil and Gas Exploration, Forest Oil, and AGIP.
And what did those three companies say?
Well, here's the deal. The standard fee or royalty that companies pay the government to extract oil or gas from federal lands is usually about 12%. But to increase domestic production, Congress put in place an incentive, what they call royalty relief, for drilling in ultra-deep waters in the Gulf. But the deal from Congress also included the caveat that if market prices rise above a certain level, this relief will not be granted. So the government says that the prices climbed above that threshold, and that's why the companies owe the money. I spoke with Robert Bryce with the trade newsletter Energy Tribune. He thinks that fighting the royalties is a mistake, even if these companies are right about what they owe. And I think we have Robert Bryce there. Okay, we don't, but what he basically says is that he thinks in most cases the oil companies that are fighting the government are doing themselves no favors. The government has deeper pockets than the companies, and the government's going to fight to get all the royalties they can. So Bryce thinks that they're going to fight to get the royalties and that the fight is just not worth it. Last year, the government received more than $5 billion in royalties from natural gas and some $3.5 billion for oil. Those numbers sound substantial, but the analysts say that in the scheme of things, they're actually quite manageable for these companies.
Yeah, it does sound like a lot of money. What does the government do with all that money?
Yeah, I posed that question to Stephen Lieb of Lieb Capital Management, and hopefully we'll be able to get for you what he had to say. But I can tell you what he had to say. He said that he thinks that you'd have to be an accountant with an IQ of 300 to trace any monies that go into government coffers and see what happens to them. But he did have strong views about what he thinks the government should be doing with these royalties. He says that the government should be investing them in alternative sources of fuel. Lieb is very concerned about news out this week from the Wall Street Journal that found that a major oil field in Mexico is in danger of collapse. And he says that could have catastrophic effects on the price of oil here in the U.S. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll be looking at why doing your taxes electronically is easier for taxpayers, but harder for tax accountants.
Okay, thank you, Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.